Massive wind turbines, nearly as tall as a football field is long, cause wake, the effects of which are little studied. But Gene Tackley, a distinguished professor of agronomy and geological and atmospheric sciences at Iowa State University, decided to take a look. A look down, that is, at crops.
The sun is shining on the crops and the ground, and so it's the top of the crop or the soil, if it's just early in the season, warms up. So the soil or plants are warmer than the air.
And then the turbines have their unintended consequences.
They stir the air, they move heat away from the surface, dry it out slightly during the day. And at night, the surface, if it's, let's say it's a clear night, the leaves get cooler than the air. And so again, the extra turbulence mixes the air and mixes warm air down into the crop and slightly warms it.
Among other things, this can have an impact on the length of dew periods, which have increased with increasing moisture levels in the air in Iowa in recent decades. This is a problem for farmers because
they can't get out and harvest the soybeans until they get fully dried down. And with this extra dew, that period is later, and so their window for harvesting soybeans is narrowed. However, with turbines, we know that there's some drying effect going on, and so it's very likely that the soybeans are drying out earlier because of this extra turbulence created by the turbines.
And far from tilting at windmills, farmers need to be legitimately concerned about mold and fungi that would thrive in the damp environment. Professor Tackley's previous research on shelter belts, a line of trees planted to protect an environmental area, gave him the idea to look at turbines.
You could think of a turbine as a tree with a tall stem and a very well-pruned stem, but it has some of the same characteristics, that it slows the wind and it changes the characteristics of the wind. It's a lower mean wind speed, but enhanced turbulence.
Professor Tackley says more research needs to be done to measure the actual economic output, especially across a variety of crops.
We're growing apples, for instance, that are very vulnerable to apple scab or to other pathogens, that maybe the impact on some of these high-value crops may be better or higher than over corn and soybeans.
This and more great information in ASCE's PRISM magazine. For the American Society for Engineering Education, I'm Nathan Call, and this is the PRISM Podcast.